The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, this is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Hello, everyone.
Soon to know her rapper name today.
Can't wait.
It's
going to be excellent. Of course. Hello, family. Welcome in.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
Great.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Had a good time.
Yeah. Watched the UFC fight.
Oh, yeah.
Went over to your friend's house.
It was good for having to be on call for work and have to work Friday. So
yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It felt like it was a normal weekend. So that was nice. Mm-hmm.
So you were on call and you did get called.
I had to work Friday and then on call the rest of the weekend.
I see. Okay.
But you didn't have to go in.
I didn't have to go.
Well, that's good. That's always good. So you could have went on the guy trip.
Yeah.
Could've.
But it was his father's birthday, so that was the other reason why he didn't want to go.
I see.
Yeah.
Had lunch.
Yeah, had lunch at Red Lobster with my father.
The Padre, yeah. And Uncle Russ.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And no one else, that's it?
Nobody else made it.
Yeah.
my mom randomly decides to go see her mom, so she was out of town with my sister. I was like, okay, on Dad's birthday. All right.
So, cool.
Wow,
milestone birthday or just another, is another turn?
He's 71.
71.
Now, last year was the big one that we threw a big party for him.
Mm-hmm. We threw a big 70s party for him. Everybody dressed up in bell bottoms and afros. It was fun.
That's cool.
Kind of like the shirt type.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like your shirt, man. That's a nice shirt you're wearing there.
Thank you.
I mean, that's like almost on, that's verging on Hawaiian a bit, right? And it's Monday. So that's kind of an odd choice for a Monday, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But I walked by Mr. Boogie Triggs this morning and he just looked at me up and down. Said, fuck you. That's exactly what he said to me. Fuck you. I'm like, what?
That's funny.
Well, David also has seafoam green pants on.
Oh, man.
So he's looking quite fly.
Well, that's why he said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it because it's kind of dark in here, but.
Yeah, if you're watching the video on YouTube, you can see the color of David's pants.
So I'm guessing there's a little bit of sea foam in the shirt. I can see a little bit of that. So it kind of ties the whole thing together, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Dillard's to get him some cologne. And of course, David wandered off into the.
I wandered off to the bathroom and then saw some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm interested in that, and tried something else on. And then when I went to try them on, Stephanie found the sale rack.
Yeah.
And we put the expensive shit back and got the sale rack stuff. Yes,
we did. Well, you know what so they say.
40% off.
What, it was what? Sorry?
40% off.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know what they say when in Dillard's. You know, they say, yeah. They say that. They say that often.
Do they? I've never heard that.
Yeah. Go to the sale rack.
Go to the sale rack. Yeah, they do say that.
Yeah, because if you don't go to the sale rack, you're going to come out of there with one pair of pants or something
that. How do you get one pair?
Exactly. I love that. I always love that. Why is it? Why they call it a pair? Why is it? It's not two. There's just one. So
late.
So weekend, you look a little burnt. How was your weekend in the sun?
Softball again.
Okay.
We had an early game and it was really nice weather. But yeah, I'm kind of surprised how red I got. Game at 6:30. The sun sets at about 7, but man, 30 minutes in that sun. I'm a little red.
No black eyes though this time.
It looks like you were wearing sunglasses, which you don't wear. So that's interesting.
I was not wearing sunglasses. I don't know.
So did
I like to put my SPF on, like, you know how girls contour? So I just only put the SPF.
Just around your eyes?
Around, yeah, the contour areas.
Huh. Okay. So did you guys win?
No. We got destroyed. Yeah, I think it was like 30-16.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So brutal how high those scores can get. It's humiliating at times. Humiliating.
Yeah, we were losing 16-0. And then because you can get mercied after the fifth inning if you're up by 12. So they were mercying us. So they started taking it easy and only running one base. And then we scored 12 in one inning. So then it was 16-12. And then they just continued to smash us from there.
I said, that's it.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
in a what?
She said in a bad way.
Yeah. Because being smashed can be a good thing.
It can be.
I played softball one time. It was for one. It was when I worked at Lowe's. We had a Lowe's team and we really sucked. And I was the pitcher. Not great. Yeah, no, really? I sucked at it. I didn't know how to do it. And there was one team in particular that I think it was the Home Depot team, believe it or not.
Wow.
They knew I couldn't hit the plate, so they just
walked.
How shitty was that? Is that right?
That's a faux pas.
It's very unsportsmanlike. I was not very happy. I was pretty pissed. In fact, I'm like, why am I out here doing this?
Yeah, we get really pissed if girls walk. Well, my father was a slow pitch pitcher for many years, and my whole childhood, every Sunday we were at the, you know, McAdams Park. Mm-hmm. If you guys can remember that park.
Yep.
And so I used to always watch him, and then I started pitching and I just emulated what he did, and I'm not too bad.
So do you pitch for the team?
I do. Wow. I play on three teams. I play Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and I'm the pitcher.
That's pretty good. Yeah, because so you have to go. It's a 12-foot arc, and you got to hit the plate. That's right. Isn't that the rule? Something like that.
Yeah, but now it's like lower, and it only has to be 1 foot over the person's head. So if they're really short, you can pitch it, you know, not as high. And I like to pitch really high on the baseball guys because they can't wait long enough to hit it. So I'm usually pretty good at striking out the baseball players, and they get really mad. But the umpire last night, I was throwing it really high, and he was like, too high, too high. I'm like, what? So that kind of ruined my pitch game a little bit. But
oh, well.
Yeah, I have a method to my madness.
Well, that is too bad. Well, our weekend was pretty good. We just kind of hung out here at a gig.
Well, I got the trailer ready.
Mindy got the trailer ready. I did some yard work, but I had a gig on Friday where the gig went really well and had a great time. I really enjoy doing that. So that's our recap. Let's get into this funky show here. You ready?
Ready.
So David has the things to ponder this week. And if it doesn't quite measure up, I have a backup.
Sweet. Okay, yeah, I feel like this will be a short one, but this is just something I thought about earlier. And it's ever sat in a public restroom where you're actually having to sit
mm-hmm.
and then wonder why you're the only one that doesn't carry a Sharpie with you?
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah.
You just sit there like, why do all these people carry pens and Sharpies write the most phallus shit possible?
Are all men's bathrooms just Katie's, you know, 818 or whatever? Like
Katie? No, probably not.
Is every men's bathroom always have something written on the stalls?
There's usually something. Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Women's aren't like that.
Really? But right. So this only works for this is awesome because this only works for me, for us then, Jason and I, the only ones that really understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mindy, is there, you find that there in Florida?
No, not in women's restrooms, but it is, you know, Dave's got a point, like who's carrying Sharpies and pens to the bathroom? I don't think I've ever had a pen. Maybe in my purse, but why would I? Why would I do that?
I was going to say not women, apparently. I don't even ever hardly have a pen on me. So it makes me think. It makes me think it's somebody that works there usually, right?
Oh, good point.
At the place wherever you're at,
yeah,
they're usually the people that work there. That would make more sense. Yeah.
This might be offensive, but you're a shitbag if you're writing on a bathroom wall.
Yeah.
I don't think that's offensive.
No. Okay. Well, to the people who do it, they're going to be like,
they always write foul shit anyways. Like,
yeah. Have you guys ever seen the one where there's like a kiss mark on the wall or whatever? And then somebody draws an arrow to it and they're like, you're disgusting. You kissed a bathroom wall.
Nope.
I love it. Like when they talk shit back, it's like almost a story.
There is
like,
always that. There's always that somebody talking shit about somebody else's post.
Yeah. Or it'll be somebody's phone number and they'll be talking shit about the phone number and who's actually going to it.
Yeah.
It's like the first social media or something.
Right. Did you see my post in the bathroom?
I will say though, you know, where we work, I was surprised to find some writing in those bathrooms, right?
Right.
I don't know if you recall or you've seen it, but there was one area in particular, one area maybe that has a little bit lower requirements for entry level positions. And you'd go into those bathrooms and you're like, what is going on at this professional place? Right? I feel like I'm in high school. It was like, what is this? What is this?
Well, there was a one time that somebody put a bomb threat written on a bathroom wall.
Yeah. Wild.
I'm like, really?
Yeah. Wow. They had to have a whole meeting about it. The vice president came and was like, listen, if you're desecrating our bathrooms, quit. Wow. Like, if you don't like it here, don't work here, but don't write on our walls. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I was brand new and I was like, seriously?
Yeah.
It's probably the same thing you're talking about, Jason.
Totally.
That happened. Yeah.
100%. Now, I could expect that at, you know, when I worked at Lowe's, because although, I mean, I did have Sharpies on me at Lowe's because I wrote on stuff all the time. So it could have been
you're the culprit.
It could have been the employees. I mean, it really could have. But you'd only to assume because it's public, right? That you can't really say it's an employee. You got to assume that it's whoever did it. I mean, you don't know who did it, right? Right. But where we worked before, there's no customers. It's all employees. It's all people.
To me, that makes sense, though. It's probably the employees that are doing it. It's probably the ones that have been pissed off or have something.
Bored in the bathroom trying to kill time? What are you doing?
But some of it was like racist and stuff. And it's like, you work with all walks of life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so cowardly to express yourself that way. And
it's just like a post, like we were saying, for social media, people post stuff that they would never say to people in real life.
That I remember Jason, David and I never forget that because somebody was rude to Jason at work. And I think he said, like, would you talk like that to me in the street?
Yeah.
Because I'd like to see it. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I actually said that recently in a letter to work. I was like, you know, what went down, I mean, would we be okay with that if we weren't behind the walls of this company? Would we be okay with that? I can tell you the answer would be no.
Hell no.
And I can tell you it would go much differently than it went, yet, you know, here we are. But yeah, absolutely. That's my logic. Why would I treat you any differently here? There's no protection, and there shouldn't be, right? You should treat people the way you would treat them everywhere, right?
Right.
Of course, that's not reality. We all know that.
I remember the day you were talking to somebody with the letter L on the phone, and you said pretty much those words.
Yeah.
Would you talk to me like this outside?
You know, you can ask, you know, a Boogie about that. So those of you who've listened for the first time, Boogie's a really good friend of ours, former boss of mine.
And podcaster.
And podcaster. He was on Low Tree Studios Podcast Network. He's still out there. Boogology, it's out there. You can check it out. But you ask him about that, would you talk to me like this if we were at Walmart? That's one of his favorite quotes that I've ever said. So
I used to say that all the time. I don't know if... I don't think I got it from him though, but I used to say it all the time. I told a guy that was a manager that told me off one time. I was like, you wouldn't talk to me if we were at Walmart, right? Like this, if we were at Walmart, somewhere in public is just the easiest way to say it. But
yeah.
I told that guy that.
Absolutely. He never talked to me again. I'm sure he didn't.
Our friend got into an altercation at Walmart and literally, they moved to Florida like 2 weeks later.
Really?
Yeah. Because she was just like, I'm done.
Yep.
I don't want to live here anymore.
Wow. That's crazy. Really? That quick?
Yeah. It was like her. That was
I think
like
they were, they always like to get out. They were
ready.
They didn't want to be, they didn't want to be here anyways.
Well, they move all the time.
They moved a bunch of times. Yeah.
Yeah. They've moved, they move back, they move, they move back. And then they move to Florida, but they really love it. So,
so they're currently in Florida.
Yeah.
Is that the people you guys are going to visit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Going to try and visit. They're a couple hours from
there.
They're
on
right?
the West Coast side. Oh, what is that?
You know
area?
What city? That's that? It's up in the panhandle.
Panama? Yeah.
It's up in the panhandle.
Panama? Oh, you said Panama?
I said it's up in the panhandle, but you said, I think you said Panama something, and that's where the last hurricane went through last year.
Mm. Yeah, I know they were talking about a hurricane. Yeah. So that might be correct.
Yeah, there's a little armpit of Florida.
Yeah, it's like right there.
Yep.
Pretty close to where I was stationed for like a month when I was in the Navy. It's Pensacola. It's like right by there.
Yep.
Oh. Well, all right.
The beaches down there are supposed to be really gorgeous.
In the Gulf, Mexico.
Less waves. The waves were really small on the inside like that on the whatever side you were saying.
That's my favorite part of the ocean is the waves.
Yep.
Yeah. They're smaller on the on that side.
It's funny though. Here we've seen the ocean just be like glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've seen during the hurricane where they're like 20 feet high.
It's whoa.
Insane. That would be cool.
Never seen anything like that in my life, dude.
That would be crazy to see a 20 foot wave.
We were standing on the beach watching it.
Well, it's several 20 foot waves. It's like, it's like, yeah. It's choppy. It's really choppy because it's wind driven. But you can see like a mile out, it's 15 foot waves. It's, and they're just rolling in all unorganized, crazy. It doesn't look like, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't look like I'm Hawaii. Tied. Exactly.
Very unsettling.
Yeah. That was
time to go wild. Home.
I often have dreams about huge waves coming in. I'll have reoccurring dreams like months apart, years apart. Like it's, I go back to the same place and there's this dream I always have where we have to like kind of scale down to get to this beach off of these houses. And then this like huge wave comes and just like, I think it probably kills us all.
Wow.
It was probably black.
It's really
beach.
Scary.
What?
It's probably black. Black sand beach. Was it black? Is it black sand beach or black?
Well, she said it was black beach.
Black Beach.
Remember, it was like weird name. I was like, "What the heck?"
Who?
Chase.
About? Oh, well, we've been to Black Sand Beach.
That's Hawaii, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember the.
We may or may not have taken a rock from there that you're not allowed to do.
Yeah.
May or may not have.
Yeah, I remember I remember the picture of that. That was when you guys went on the big family adventure.
Yeah, it was for Matt and Amanda's wedding.
That's right. But no, just to bring the listeners into David's inside joke, we're talking about the Honey Badgers podcast. Chase told a story. I don't remember what the story was. It was just a one thing, and it was a one time, right? And so he went with his family to a beach, and he's like, I'm going to go to this beach. I've heard it's really, you know, he didn't hear anything about it. He just was going to go, and it ended up being a nude beach, and he brought his whole family there.
Yeah,
his children's,
and
I have to close this. Keep going.
Go ahead. And I was joking with him because I'm like, well, of course you went there, right? He's a black guy, so I was like, you went to the black guy beach because you thought it'd be. It doesn't matter. Bad joke.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to take the family to the beach wherever they were staying or something, and it ended up being a nude beach, and he had his kids.
Yep, it's in San Diego area. So, all right, well, let's do my other thing because it might not be that long either, but that was good, David. Thank you for that. That was pretty funny. You come up with the funny ones. I love that. mine is, what makes a restaurant great? Is it only the food? Is it the service? Is it the location? What to you makes it great? Is a combination of all of those things?
Yeah, I think it is a combination of all those things. Because say you had if you had a great restaurant with great service, but it was like an hour away, mm-hmm. still wouldn't go, you know.
But you know what? I think we've been to some real dives, but the best food.
And service.
So I don't know if the place really matters either.
I feel like
if the food is good enough, it's like a scale. If the food is good enough, you're going to overlook everything else. Mm-hmm. If the service can be crappy, but the food has to be better, it's like that scale. Like, mm-hmm. What do you call that kind of a scale where it's declines? Mm-hmm. But like, if the food is really good, you're going to put up with more because the food is amazing. But as the food is not as good, you're not going to put up with shitty service.
Yeah.
Well, we like that restaurant spot out here that I won't say the name of. But we stopped going there because the service is terrible. Mm. Starts with a J on K and 10th.
K and 10th. Yes.
Right by the billiard place and near Bravery Brewing. Brewing.
Yeah, you're right. It does start with a J.
Yeah, it's like in the corner. And man, their food is so good. They have the coolest, specials, but it's family owned, family run. Every time you go in there, it's the same people, and they literally, it just seems like they really don't care. Like, mm. they don't care at all. All of them have attitudes. All of them are not, you know, so we pretty much don't go there anymore. We love the food, but the service is, I don't need to be at breakfast for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So if what would make you like, if the food was way, way better, even better than what it is now, would you go back?
I would.
No, not unless it was good and cheap.
I see. So
price, then I'd probably just order it to go.
So price has something to do with it too. I didn't consider price. So you've got four things, right? Food. What's the most important thing?
I mean, I think nowadays it's almost price.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I was going to say, there's a restaurant here that's called Bunkies, and oh my God, their food is so good, but it's pretty high priced.
It is.
So it kind of keeps us from going all the time. And then there's a pub right down the street.
Love it.
And the best food. It's not like you would when you go to it, it's like a hole in the wall, but best food ever.
Best food, best service.
And not bad price.
Great prices. Food's good. Is it better than like Bunkies? Is it better than some of the other places we've been to? Probably not. Yeah, it's close, but it's a good beer. They've always got really good beer there. Is their location
amazing? Overall presentation.
Yeah. Is there a location amazing? It's okay. It's in a
shopping mall
in the corner. You know, it's not like it's right on the beach. It's right across from the beach. You can walk over there. Mm-hmm. But it's probably the best place that we've found that we really, really like, with all of those things, you know, considered. If the prices went up, not there. Okay. Here's one place. Remember Thai Cafe? You guys have been to the Thai Cafe? Loved that place. The prices went through the roof. And I was like, yeah, I won't go there anymore.
Yeah. Then it's like on an occasion, you know,
totally an occasion.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's one of those things. Even the really great restaurant, like not great, but even the really fancy restaurants, they're only occasion restaurants because they're pricey.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the ones you go to every day are not always the best in the world tasting, but they're the best for the price.
Agree.
So yeah. I think, taste and price probably run the ship on that. Because after COVID, all restaurants sucked in service. Yeah. Every single one.
Yeah.
But we still went just to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Yard House out here, I think, has amazing food. I've never had a bad plate of food there. And the service is usually pretty great, but they're expensive. So for a long time, I only went during happy hour. Like if it wasn't happy hour, I wasn't going to Yard House because it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm with you on that. I would like to factor in location because there are some, you know, some places that you'll go to because like where it's like right on the beach or something like that, or I don't know there, you know, that's I've actually traveled to some places because of location And sometimes I was disappointed by the food, but, you know, we went to one place in Malibu for Mindy's birthday, and it was, the food was just okay, but the location was awesome. It was on the beach. The drinks were really good. And it, you know, it was kind of this, you know, thing where you could eat and then go walk on the beach. And so what's that?
Was it Duke's?
It might have been Duke's. It might have been. I don't remember. I think it might have been. Yeah, it sounds like like Duke's. Yep. Yeah.
And that, yeah, Duke's is really awesome. You can walk. You can eat on the beach, yep, on the sand. You can take it out to the beach if you want. It's a cool little tiki hut place, but it's also really nice. Their brunch is cool, but again, super expensive.
Yep.
You also have one in Hawaii, a Duke's.
Really? Mm.
Interesting. Well, thank you. Those were pretty good, I thought.
I want to say one thing about this. The first thing I thought of, my dad, who is quite a particular man, took my mom to a taco shack once on Palmdale Boulevard and Sierra Highway. So if you live out here, you know where that's at.
Yeah.
Not the best neighborhood. And it was like this little shack. You guys know the Jack in the Box that's right there on Sierra Highway? Mm-hmm. It's catty corner from that.
Okay. Up that little frontage road.
Yeah, it's always something
next
new.
Next to the train tracks.
Yes, right next to the train tracks, which should give our listeners an idea. but he took her to this little taco shack there, and they're ordering food, and my mom sees a huge cockroach just like crawl up the wall and back down.
And knowing your mom, she flipped
out. Well, knowing my dad, she's like, John, look. He's like, yeah, I know, but the food's so good, just ignore it. And that's so unlike my father. You know, he'd be, he would have flipped the counter. Yeah. And just been like, oh my God. But no, he's like, yeah, yeah, it's fine. Tacos are amazing. Like, what do you give and take on a restaurant, right?
You see, that's my point.
Everything. That's what I said.
Yeah,
you're willing to look over a cockroach and be like, eh, that's whatever.
It's probably dollar tacos.
It must have been amazing.
Yeah, I'm not willing to look over a cockroach. No. Yeah, personally, I'm not.
We're out of there.
I think I'm out of there.
I would have turned around and went to Denny's or something.
If I see a bee, which I don't know if they have that same, you know, letter combo in Florida, but they have it here. not an insect bee, the letter bee.
It's like, why would a bee matter?
Do they have that same letter thing on the doors in Florida or on the restaurants?
Grading of restaurants.
I haven't seen anything like that yet, but I know.
Okay, there's a difference between Florida and California, right? They have to post their letter rating. If they don't have an A, I ain't going.
We need to pay attention.
A B, I'm leaving.
I haven't seen that. Okay, this is kind of off topic, but kind of not. When you go to a hotel room, you know, one of the first things I do is I look at the sheets and under the bed. If you see like a hair, or what constitutes you getting another room? Like, what, you know, you're going to pull back the sheets or the bedding and maybe you see something. We've had a couple instances where we've had, do you get another room or do you just ask them to change the bedding?
We've done neither.
Really? You've never had a room like
one of the times when I was with I went to Vegas with my brother to see we went to see a UFC fight, and the room we stayed at, I look up and off the popcorn ceiling at the Excalibur, there was a gummy worm hanging from the ceiling. And then there was like trash all over the room too. That was just the weirdest one. I'm like, who put the gummy worm up there? How'd they get it up there?
Do you remember when we went
to, and we got a different room?
I think we went to Vegas and they showed us our room and people's stuff was still in the room.
No.
There was clothes hanging in the closet.
Oh, I don't remember that.
There was like no luggage or anything, but there was a vest in the closet and the sheets did not look like the bed wasn't even made.
Oh no.
And we walked in and I called, that's the only time I've ever called the front desk and was like, I'm pretty sure somebody's still in here.
That was Laughlin.
Yeah, Laughlin. Oh, that's actually the only place we've ever seen anything. Last time in Laughlin, the sheets had kind of a brown on them.
See, nope.
I never thought poop. I just thought it was like a blood stain.
That's worse.
We've definitely had sheets with blood. It wasn't a lot, but it was definitely the color blood. And I'm like, bling, please get somebody up here or get us a new room.
Yeah.
I remember one time my friend Alex's birthday, we all went to Malibu or something. And he had just gotten a tattoo done and it was red. And he stained the sheets with the red ink from his tattoo. And I was like, people are going to think this is blood. Yeah. But it was really just tattoo ink. I mean, but
probably a little bit of blood in there too.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
sure.
I'm even weird with hair. If I pull back the sheet and there's hair, I'm like, no.
I think you.
I got used to hair.
Yeah, well, not that's somebody you.
Yeah.
You married.
I mean, I'll find it in the weirdest places. Yeah. I'm like, how is this in my butt crack? No, I'm just kidding. Not that. How it's usually in the knot somehow of the shoe that I'm wearing. I'm like, how is that possible? I tied my shoes this morning.
Have you seen her hair?
It's in the knot.
Yeah, it's 2 feet long.
Yeah.
I think the only time we asked for a room change was when there was a leak underneath of the, we were sitting by the sink. This is when we were down, it was down in Morro Bay or something like that. It was Morro Bay. And there was right by the sink, it was completely soaked. Like the carpet was soaked. So we asked for another room. That's the only time though. We usually just, hey, can you change the blood sheets out of our room?
The blood sheets.
Can you change the bloody sheets?
Oh, the beds are the worst. Anyway. All
right. Well, let's move on to my spouse. Wants to kick it off.
No, I'll go first.
Okay.
My spouse is apparently the goat of doing two things at once. She can watch TV and play video games at the same time and knows what the story is in both games, both the game and what's going on. I'm like, how do you follow both? And she's playing a story-driven game. And somehow she knows what's going on in the TV and on the game.
Talent.
Talent.
Yes. Talent.
Mindy?
My spouse forgets where he puts things that we really need, mm-hmm. such as the plug for the RV, the whole toolbox that the neighbor let him know is sitting outside.
Nice.
God, I want to rebuttal so bad, but I won't.
No.
Okay,
no.
We'll come back over here. My spouse has to get his hair cut every 2 weeks, no matter if we have plans or not.
God.
Well, it's quite the do, you know. Mad respect.
Yeah, like we'll have plans. And he's like, sorry, I'm getting my hair cut. Like, can't you move it? No. It's your dad's birthday. I will go after my haircut. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
When you have an appointment and you had it set for 2 weeks. Oh, you're right. My fault. No rebuttal.
All right. My spouse, when we get Amazon, unboxes the Amazon, takes the stuff out, and then leaves the Amazon boxes by the door. Here you go. Here you go, trash man.
And that's you.
That's me.
It's you.
I mean, at least it's by the door. Just on the counter for me.
That happens too.
And it might not even be a box. It could be the little plastic bag. Still just on the counter.
She does that to me too. Okay, this is even worse. Let me go next level. Next level.
I don't know if we're...
No. This is the same. It's the same category. It's the same. It's more than the same category.
You can't rebuttal. He can keep rebuttaling.
Same category. Not only the Amazon boxes, but okay, other things that like recycling or things when we're cleaning out the refrigerator or whatever, and she puts it on the counter inches away from where the actual trash can is.
Doesn't fit.
The actual. And so what do? Walk around the corner, step on it, and put it in. My spouse.
My spouse.
My spouse. Good job, everybody. Yeah. All right, so here's this sort of inappropriate song. It's not inappropriate in the sense that it's offensive, but it doesn't really work, but I haven't found a song yet. All right, so I got a question for you. This is fun. I like to do stuff like this.
Wait, hold on. Is this Murder Is?
God, it could. It so could be, dude.
Serial killer facts.
This could be a Murder Is.
Yeah. We've said that before. Yeah. When Mindy finally gives in and does our murder podcast, that's our music.
All right. So do you guys know anything? Do you know anything about time signatures in music?
Yes, I do.
So what's the time signature of this song?
Waltz. So
1, 2, 3.
Nice job. 1, 2, 3. It's 3-4.
Oh, Jason. When I have to ask my friend, but it was this drummer thing. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman at work asked me, Stephanie, do you know what? And it was a term for drummers. And it, see if you know it. It's where the song starts and the drummer starts one beat in.
It's a pickup.
No, he called it like melodic transformation or something. Mm. And it's almost like the drum is the echo to the song. You know, it's like row, 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 and everybody just sings it. It's like the same drum wing starts one beat in.
So you need three drummers?
No, and it like very funny. And it like chases the song, but it makes the song sound like it's going in slow motion.
I'll have to listen. Do you have an example of a song?
No, this guy at work, you probably don't know him. I'm not going to say his name on the podcast, but he does all of his beats, you know, electronically, and he writes music and he's writing songs and he does his drums electronically on whatever, you know, device he's using. But he uses this system and Austin said like it's really cool. It just like this, and it has a name. I'll bring it up next podcast, I promise. I'll ask.
It's called Mellotrans.
Is that like a gay jello?
I'm glad you went with it. I just made something up and then you went with it.
No, it was like transformative.
It's a cross-dressing jello.
Yeah, the jello with
not what I'm drinking. Jesus, I almost spit my beer.
All right, so Love Is, I'll start. All right, Love is keeping me encouraged when I'm not feeling courageous, and giving me vitamin B when I'm down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should ask for that vitamin P.
She needs
when you're feeling down.
It's vitamin B, David. Vitamin B.
Well, I thought he said B.
He did say B. Uh-oh. You said P.
She's saying V.
Pussy, it starts with a P.
It's a vagina. Okay. What are you, five? Five-year-old
never says pussy.
What are you, 17?
Yeah. Still am. Yeah.
I love the Muttley laugh. So great.
Your turn, David. Right.
My turn? Okay. Love is coaching. Making us better, basically knowing we are not mind readers, and being vocal about some of the stuff that you might make us better. And it could be in multiple ways.
She sounds great.
She sounds awesome.
That's great. I like that.
That is. Is it your mom?
Yeah, okay. Totally.
Yeah, because it wasn't, right? It wasn't very specific.
I don't
do that.
I don't. Fuck, I do. You're welcome.
All right. Love Just is.
Take the credit.
Okay. Thanks.
Love is taking the dog for a ride or a walk
when
I am tired. Because yeah. I usually will take him, but he will take him when I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, I took him around right before our podcast. So he shuts the hell up, you know?
Tell Alexa, we're leaving.
What's that?
Blue is barking.
Blue is barking. Yeah. Hey, yep. Alexa, we're leaving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Alexa's answering, by the way. Just saying.
No, probably. Oh, in here? God, you can't talk about that bitch.
No.
Yeah, I heard her in the other room answering Stephanie's Alexa comment.
Love is being both cozy in bed and warm, and he gets up to get me water. Aww. All the way downstairs and all the way back up.
Oh, I always forget you guys are like second story.
Yeah. He's like, are you good? I'm like, I could really use some water. And he'll like get up out of a cozy bed and go get me water. I can't believe it. Love. Nice.
That's pretty nice, dude. I can't say I
you're like, no, fuck you, go get your own.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Jason? I'm kidding.
Totally kidding. All right. So I wish I had something that was kind of cool for this. We're doing the rapper name, and then we're going to get into you. Would you eat it? Right? You got that, Stephanie? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, I would eat it.
And I.
Ew.
Hi, mom.
Did you say hi, mom?
Yeah, she listens to the podcast, but it's funny because David can do no wrong. So she's like, David's funny.
I am funny.
Yeah.
I was talking about food.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Just get the mind.
So our rapper gutter. Name. Yeah. Well, this is kind of a one-off. I don't know if we can repeat it.
Mm-mm.
Do like a.
I know. You know what? Actually, I might have something. You know what? By the time I get it out, it's just pointless. So let's just get into it.
That's what she said.
Oh my God.
Hey, mom.
All right. So I'll go first, right? I'm supposed to give you a rapper name, Stephanie.
Yeah, explain
right?
to the listeners what we're doing.
So each of us are giving a designated individual a rapper name. So if I'm correct, Mindy's giving David a rapper name. David is giving me a rapper name. I'm giving Stephanie a rapper name. And then Stephanie's giving Mindy a rapper name.
Well, I gave all
name.
Three of you a rapper name because I wasn't sure how that was going.
And when we give the rapper name, what do we have to say?
Spits hot fire.
Oh, spits hot fire. Forgot
oh, what?
About that part.
David.
Spits hot
that's a
fire.
Lot of
all right.
Words. Why spits hot fire? What is that?
Well, I mean, rappers do that.
It's like a cheesy, really over the top way of saying
they spit hot fire.
Okay. Yeah, it's like saying you're really good fire. At rapping. Like spits means like it's another term for rapping. Mm-hmm. And then hot fire means it's like good shit. So you're like rapping good shit.
So that's so I'm going to start first. Okay.
Okay. And who did you have?
You.
Oh, okay.
All right. So mine is this for you. This would be your, if you were out there, you know, touring with your rap band, which is non-existent.
Rap band. I like it.
You're so white.
Got your DJ and a mic. You'd be Step Hanny Dreezy, and Step Hanny Dreezy spits hot fire.
Yes.
Step Hanny Dreezy.
Okay, since you had me, I'll go next.
Okay,
there you go.
I had Mindy, mm-hmm. and her rap name is Tiny Mighty. Tiny Mighty spits hot fire.
Hell yeah, she does.
Tiny Mighty.
Tiny Mighty.
Okay. Mindy, now you go.
And is David?
Yep.
I had two for David.
Want me to see which one's the best?
Yeah.
Mindy's showing. There's a winner.
I like that one. I like that one. But we'll do a runner up later. We'll do a runner up after.
David, I'm still David from the streets, spits hot fire.
I'm still David from the streets. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man. We're in seafoam green.
We're in the streets.
Streets.
All right. So I have Jason, and his rapper name is JG Angry Golf spits hot fire.
That's good.
Hell yeah, I am. Hell yeah, I am.
Jason gets very angry playing golf.
But it's also similar, like Jay-Z, JG.
Oh, I see what you did there.
JG.
Yeah. I liked the JG.
So the golf thing, let's talk about that. That's funny. I Steve does not like to golf with me.
Nope.
And I'll never golf with him again, by the way. That the last time I golfed, well, really with him in general, what it is about them is that they take it really serious, and they should, right? They're good. They're pretty good players, and they're out there doing their thing. And I don't have I shouldn't be out on the golf course. I'm not good at it. I shouldn't be spending $175 to golf. You know what I'm saying?
Like anybody should really spend $175 to golf.
But that's what we do when we go on those trips, man. I mean, it's not cheap. And it's like, I go, when I'm in the middle of it, I go, this is a waste of money. So I'm just going to throw a fit. yeah. Anyway. All right.
Do we have any other ones?
Nope. That's it. You got a runner up though.
I had one for all of you. So Jason is J Dog beats baby, spits hot fire.
That does not sound appropriate.
What are you beating a baby?
We just lost Stephanie.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What am I doing? Beating babies.
I don't know. I was throwing like words together. I was like, what am I doing? I go, you should have heard me in the living room. I'm like, why do we have to do rapper names? I hate rapper names.
Yet you just spit out the funniest one. That's
let's see it. Another one for David was Lil Urban Worm. Spits hot
Lil Urban Worm.
Yes. I love that.
And then Stephanie is Stepanulous Lyrics. Spits hot fire.
Hey, you in the same direction as me. Nice.
Stepanulous Lyrics.
Stepanulous Lyrics. It. That's pretty cool. That's why you do rapper names. Yeah. This exact reaction. What was next? Would you eat it, right? Would you eat it?
Oh, yeah. Would you eat it?
All right.
Yes. Let me grab my...
I was like, what is that?
I thought a dog was attacking.
Didn't we do... I know it was a topic once. We did like SMR, right, Mindy?
That's kind of... Yeah. That's kind of what this is, right?
David's headphones went off.
I can't handle it.
Remember when that guy was doing like the ramen? Mm-hmm. His cat walked in and I could not
keep it
together.
That was very funny.
Nobody understood.
The cat kept getting in the way, right?
Oh my God. And I was dying. And you guys were like, it's not.
She was in the car laughing hysterically. Like, what are you laughing at back there? It was weird.
Oh my God. It was so funny. Okay. So I don't know how. You know how they say that your phone listens to you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this got on my phone, but I am all of a sudden emailed something from Recipes Direct.
Recipes Direct.
Yeah, I don't know how I got on there, but they send me a recipe like twice a week. So I do not know this recipe. I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay.
The title, it's called Dolly Parton's Five Layer Casserole.
So Jolene's included?
Bits of Jolene in there.
So are you going to pretend it's casserole? So I know it's not keto already. Are you going to pretend you're not keto for this moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it and we're gonna see if it sounds good.
You're gonna pretend that it's 2:00 on a Friday evening and all rules go out the window.
Yes.
Okay.
Right after the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, see, now that I'm trying to like look at it, it's like sign up for
sons of bitches.
They
got
bastards.
You. They trapped you.
So just what was it called?
I'm gonna Google it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Dolly Parton's Five Layer Casserole.
I mean, we could always guess what we think might be in it.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Boobs.
Yep.
Boobs for sure.
Everybody say an ingredient that they feel must be in this.
Casserole. So it's going to have some rolls in it.
No.
No biscuits.
A castle.
No.
Cheese.
Chicken.
Okay. I finally have the ingredients up. So David, what did you say? Cheese?
Yeah.
Who said chicken?
I did.
Jason, real guess.
I'm going to go with some kind of pasta.
I would think some sort of like peas.
Oh, okay. You know, like
a small vegetable.
My peas and carrots again.
Yeah, like peas and carrots. Okay. These are the ingredients. 1 pound of lean ground beef.
All right.
3 large russet potatoes. Oh. 2 onions. 1 can of diced tomatoes. 2 green bell peppers diced.
Lost pepper. Me.
Disgusting. And you can opt for peppercinis.
Ooh.
So you skillet up the ground beef, and then at the bottom of the casserole, you put the russet potatoes seasoned well.
Mm-hmm.
Then you top it with ground beef, onions, season that. Then you put the diced tomatoes and bell pepper, and then you cover it and bake it for 2 hours.
Oh, I thought she said covered in bacon. I was like, done.
Okay. So that's interesting. It's almost like a shepherd's pie a little bit. Like minus the potatoes, it's not something that you guys, it's pretty close to being something you could eat, right?
I mean, it's really fajitas with ground beef.
It's fajitas. It's not like anything like fajitas.
It's ground
peppers. It's automatically
it's peppers and onions.
Didn't you say
it's
it was ground beef,
peppers and onions?
She said you can put peppercinis in.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, that was like, if you'd like, add peppercinis.
So I guess the biggest question I have is what makes it Dolly Parton?
I don't know.
Maybe she's the creator of it.
Doubt. Maybe.
Because
yeah, this doesn't sound all that
great. It sounds kind of gross, actually. Yeah, doesn't sound good. I'd rather just make fajitas.
Yeah.
Without potatoes.
I'm sure there's a way of making it good, though. Better. I mean, yeah.
There's no sauce.
You got to throw some cheese. If you threw cheese on top of it, then it's on.
Or bacon. I mean, winning.
Yeah. Bacon. Definitely needs cheese.
Yeah.
But it almost seems like a Mexican style dish.
Sort of like a Tex-Mex kind of thing. Almost.
Yeah.
Is she from Texas?
I doubt it.
I don't know where she's from.
Okay, Google. Where's Dolly Parton from? I actually have the microphone off. I don't know.
she answered in the other room. I don't know what she said, though. It sounded like she said Kidman Center.
That's what I heard.
What's that mean? Where's that?
Yeah, I don't think this is special. And we would all add cheese.
I would add cheese. I would add some salsa or something. Since we're going in that direction, I'd throw some salsa in there or something like that. Make it probably be really good because potatoes are really good at absorbing flavor. So if you added all those things in there, I think it's a good base. It's a good beginning for something that could be really good. But
I mean, if you just put that in the potato, it might be good.
Yeah.
Like a baked potato.
Yeah.
With all those ingredients would be good.
That it's kind of like a baked potato. You almost, you know what would be, it would even be better with it. You throw some cream cheese in there somewhere along, you know, then it really becomes this baked potato kind of meal, which I think would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you guys,
we're just changing it. It's a David and Jason meal. Apparently.
You changed it completely.
It's not even the same thing.
But if you did it, same ingredients as a stuffed baked potato, that would be way better.
Yeah.
I love a good stuffed baked potato.
Totally.
Or if you put French fries instead of, then it's like frachos.
Yeah, but once you bake those French fries, they're just going to be mush. That's why you need like the heartiness of a russet
potato. That's true. You got to bake it.
Yeah.
Not good anymore.
All right, well.
I'm not eating it.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope.
So we all would change it a lot. Yep. So no, yeah. None of us.
I wouldn't. If I saw that, I wouldn't be like, yeah, that's for dinner.
Nope.
Sounds like something my mom would love to make.
Very simple.
It sounds like something that my mom would have made when we were broke.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. My parents, like, oh, hey, we were all playing baseball or something. Quick meal, throw it in the oven, eat, go.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah. Sounds like that.
Yep. Well, that was pretty good. We wouldn't all eat it, though. I mean, it wasn't that good. So draft, right?
Yeah.
Do we?
Oh, let me check the.
Did we get results?
Let me check. While you guys talk about something, I will find out right now.
How many people voted on YouTube this go round?
It's not working.
I'm flinging an Audible this time. I'm not doing the videos. I'm gonna just we're just going Facebook post. You know, I'll do kind of a cool little picture. It won't be a video, and we'll just post it Facebook and try and get our replies on Facebook. YouTube, people don't care. They pass right by those videos, you know, those reels. They don't vote. So,
if you're going to do an Audible, there's something you have to say, though, first.
Okay. I have to say, Omaha? Omaha. Omaha!
There you go.
Omaha! Good one.
That's great.
All right, well, let's get into the Muzak. Get any votes?
The 28 plays and one share is what I see.
Oh, thanks.
I have no votes. Now let's go to the actual, because I think there was something.
Somebody
this
shared.
Time I missed the post of
that was
the draft, so I didn't even share it on my Facebook.
I did something new with it in it, and I tried something different. So, whatever. It'll get better. Facebook, one thing you realize with social media is interesting. Like, certain ones are better than others at certain things. Like, YouTube's been really great with the reels and the funny stuff. People are eating that stuff, and they're subscribing. And then Facebook's not. Nobody cares. They like posts and like to comment on the posts. And people who use Facebook are really good about that. So use the tools as you can, and we're gonna do that. I'm gonna start posting it on the Low Tree Studios and The Difference Between Us, and I'll just do a little template. It'll be the same thing every week, and they can vote on it. Kind of similar to what we do with the question of the podcast for the J&M podcast.
Did Facebook get rid of the poll thing that you used to be able to do? You used to be able to, like, set it up as a poll, and like you could vote that way.
Actually, I was
maybe
reading
we
that
could do that
today, and I think it still exists.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out.
So what we could do, well, no, there's nothing, guys.
No votes. Nobody won.
That's okay. You know, and I didn't push it as much as I did the week before. So I don't know. I guess we can all vote on one other than our own and see who wins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's what I was going to suggest as vote for the one that you liked.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all like,
so let's head on over. I'm going to head on over there. You guys have the numbers that I can give it to you here in just a second. Go to our shorts here. We've got, so this was places you'd like to visit. Number one is Spain, Bora Bora, London, Rome, all of which David has been to at one time or another.
I didn't been to Bora Bora.
Number two, New York, Taj Mahal, Maine, or Tokyo. That is Stephanie. Number three is Ireland, Scotland, New Zealand, Turks and Caicos. And I cannot see yours, Mindy.
Probably go to it.
I'm at it. I can't see it.
That place, Turks, really needs to think about a different name. That's a lot to say.
Turks and Caicos, yeah.
Turks and Kinkles is just weird.
I can't read it. See that?
Mm-hmm. I'll get to it.
I remember Mindy's were.
There it is.
Japan was one of them.
Yeah.
She's got.
I got Thailand, Hawaii, Sweden, and I believe it was Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll vote.
So even if they did vote, they wouldn't even see mine.
I'm going Jason.
Yeah, I'm going Mindy.
I'm going Jason.
Since was that? I don't know. I'm probably going to go with David because I like the Bora Bora one.
Oh. Either way, Jason won.
Yeah.
All right. So Jason wins. All right. Jason votes first this time.
All right.
Okay. So draft is this time around best three-course meal. So for those who don't understand what that means, that is an appetizer, right? You show up to a restaurant, you're like, ah, let's get an appetizer. And then you get your main entree, and then you top it off with a dessert to leave. So my appetizer, this is really tough for me because appetizers sometimes are way too much. And I think you got to, I'm going to go theme based. Like I'm at this particular type of restaurant. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so somebody writing this down. Hold on.
I'm not.
Like, damn it.
Sorry, all Mindy. Right. I can write it down if you want.
Mindy's the draft writer.
She's pretty good at it. I mean, she's got the best handwriting. She's got penmanship. Appetizer. So I'm going to go, because I'm at a certain restaurant, I'm going to go small, like Supreme Nachos.
Not Nachos.
All right.
Nachos. Like
I'll get that as a meal usually, though. I love nachos. So
yes. I just had nachos the other day. No chips.
That doesn't even make sense.
It was really my meal.
You just ate dip.
Yeah.
It's like a
cheese and salsa and guacamole and sour cream.
Just fork the dip. All right. So last time we went.
No, you got to pick your entree and your dessert.
No,
right?
you next time. It's next.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go around.
We all go appetizer. Then we all go. The best part is you don't actually have. Do we have to be in that order? Or can like somebody right now go their entree?
No, you have to go in that order. Otherwise, it's not fair.
Okay.
So then it's now Stephanie.
Wait a minute. Okay, Steph. I got to write that down. Steph. All right, go, Steph.
Mm-hmm. My appetizer that if it's on the menu, I almost always have to get it is calamari.
Oh.
Bitch.
She said, bitch.
That's one of those ones where it's like, ooh, yes. Calamari.
And I never get it because he hates it.
I do hate it.
So if once when we're all together again, we're getting calamari.
Yes,
it's rubbery and gross.
It is not.
David is next.
A good one.
I am going to go mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks. I was going to say that too.
Those are his fave.
So now it's you, Mindy, and you go twice.
Okay. Okay. So appetizer is going to be. Fried pickles.
Ooh, good one.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice. Pickles. Good choice. Now you're going with your entree, your main meal.
Okay.
Do we include a side?
I was wondering that too. Are we saying the sides or are we just doing just the
main dish? Okay.
I don't have enough paper.
I don't have enough paper.
All right. I'm going to go with my entree. I'm going to go surf and turf.
Steak and lobster.
Steak and lobster. Okay.
Is that your surf and idea of a surf and turf?
Or it could be I had a burger with a lobster on it. So anything that's beef and.
Okay. We'll just say surf and turf and let the people
surf
decide.
Surf and turf. What that means. I don't know what that is. Surf and turf. David.
I'm going to go prime rib.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm going to go marinated ribeye.
Ribeye. Everyone's going steak or beef. Jason?
Mm-hmm. I'm staying on the island theme. I'm going to go with fish tacos.
Ooh.
Ooh, fish.
Everyone loves a fish taco.
And
fish tacos.
And then I go again, right, for my dessert.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir.
Chocolate ice cream, baby.
Chocolate
ice cream, like a few scoops of it. I can't have it anymore, so I can only dream of it.
All right.
This one.
Stephanie's next.
Is a hard one because there's so many great desserts.
Don't talk about me.
I know. I'm going to go You know what? I'm going to change it. I'm going to go pie a la mode.
Pie a la mode?
Yeah.
Pie. You're not going to go a la mode pie?
Which is also fantastic.
Okay.
Okay. So what makes it, what's a la mode mean?
Topped with ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's great. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Pie with a scoop of, you know, usually vanilla, but yeah. Pie a la ice crema.
That is making me very hungry right now.
David.
I am going to go cheesecake.
I knew it.
Dang.
It's a save.
I knew he was going to.
Okay, Mindy.
All right.
Dessert. Wrap it up.
I'm going to go with a Florida favorite. I'm going to go with key lime pie.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's a Florida favorite? That's like a thing there?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Keys.
So good.
Keys. They
don't act like that makes sense.
And then I go again.
Throw limes. That's all here, too. What are you talking about?
We're done.
What? I thought it was like three different ones.
No. That's it. That's your meal. You're going to...
Oh man!
What else are you eating?
Really?
Coffee? You want coffee at the end?
I don't know about you, but I'm stuffed. Key lime pie is pretty good, though. I didn't think I'd like it. You know, I've had bad key lime pie, but key lime pie is basically cheesecake. It's just a tart kind of cheesecake. Oh, it's so good, and it's not. It doesn't look like a lime. It's like it looks like cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. What was that pie that I loved at Marie Callender's, and it had like
lemon cream.
It was like the lemon cream one, so it had like a layer of lemon, and then it was like a cheesecake on top of lemon. It was
lemon like cheesecakes, delicious. Lemon Supreme from Baker Square back in the day. So good.
Then you would definitely, David, like key lime pie, bro. You would absolutely love it. It's like a cheesecake. It's so good.
And it's a little lighter, right? Cheesecake's pretty heavy.
Yeah, it's fluffier.
It's pretty rich. It's about as rich as a cheesecake, but not so much. Like you can have the whole thing and not feel like oh, oh, oh. You know, like you gotta pat yourself down. All right.
Yeah. I had my close. The dessert I was thinking of originally was Banana Foster's. Have any of you ever had that?
No.
I'm not a banana.
I love bananas. So, but describe it a little bit.
Banana Foster is butter, melted down brown sugar, and then you pour a little bit of liqueur in there and you flame it, and then you throw in the bananas, and the bananas get caramelized with the butter and brown sugar.
Oh.
And then you pour it over like ice cream or cake or, you know, like a pound cake or Jason, it's really good.
Sounds good.
Love that.
Sounds really good.
I want to go get dessert right now.
Me too.
I worked at a restaurant and we did tableside Banana Foster flambé.
Flambé.
You know what we would do if we were in the same room right now? We'd all go to Marie Callender's or something.
Closed. You can't go there.
Closed.
What? They closed
it.
Yeah.
Why? Nobody went. Every time we ever went, it was nobody in there.
Marie Callender's closed?
No longer.
Wow, that's too bad.
Bummer. That's like sort of a nostalgic, right? They always had pie.
Always it's the only place to get pie. Yeah, we remember we would go get.
What a bummer.
Pie and coffee. Yep. Yeah.
So what's there now? Nothing?
Yeah, we drove by it the other day and we just noticed that, you know, it always looks empty, but didn't you notice that the sign wasn't there anymore?
Yeah, there's no Marie Callender sign.
So it's just going to be another empty building.
Wow.
That's a bummer.
So is there any restaurants open there? Like
that serve pie? Not really. Like Caro's is across the street, or is that a Denny's now?
No, it changed. It's a different restaurant now.
It's either a Caro's or an IHOP or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's an IHOP. I don't think there's anywhere to get pie out here. Sad.
That there's a business.
Oh, let's start a pie business.
Isn't that a pie thing in the mall?
There's that pie thing in the mall. Yeah.
Didn't you? You interviewed him, didn't you?
Yep. The cheesecake thing.
They're like a restaurant now. They don't just do cheesecake.
Got to make yourself essential.
Yeah. They have billboards everywhere, and shout out to Menchie's. We totally support them. Mm-hmm. But they have billboards up that have like pasta and sandwiches on there. I think they're like a full restaurant now. Mm-hmm. We should go there.
we can't have dessert. How are we going to go there? We're going to have sugar-free dessert?
We should not go there.
I'll call the owner. Hey, girl, can you make us a sugar-free cheesecake?
That'd be dope. Do that.
Okay, I'll do it.
Hey, girl, hey. Hey, girl, hey. All right, well, that's it. That's our draft. Let's recap it, okay?
Yes.
So starting with me, Jason, I got Supreme Nachos, fish tacos, and a chocolate ice cream. Dang, that sounds... I'm full. I don't know about you.
You know, I thought we were going to do like three different ones. So everybody picked like... So I would have picked something completely different.
Oh, I did. Yeah, no, this is your meal. Like, this is what you'd go if you sat down and you had a meal. These are your three things. Stephanie got... calamari for her appetizer. She got some ribeye, but it's marinated.
Yeah.
And she got pie a la mode. And then David got mozzarella sticks. I like those. Those are good. You know, it's funny that they consider wings an appetizer. I don't know why, because you're full after wings.
I know.
Yeah, if I'm ordering wings somewhere from the appetizer menu, that is my
meal. Yeah.
But if you're sharing wings and you only have like one or two... then it's an appetite.
Yeah, I'm not sharing wings.
Wow. I'll
slap your hand. Right, I mean to hit the mic.
Well, it'd be really hard to fly if you were sharing your wings. You know what I mean?
Unless you held hand.
Unless you held
hand. Teenage baby chickens.
All right. So David got mozzarella sticks, which go really good with prime rib. And then he got some cheesecake. Mindy got fried pickles. She got some surf and turf, which is whatever you want.
I had this burger one time. It was so good. It was just a burger and a piece of lobster and some, I don't know, they drizzled some
sauce. It was a surf and turf burger? That's badass. Yes, I thought you had like, you know, surf, your surf was some kind of fish on the side and then you had a burger. I was thinking of it separate, not together.
No, it was huge was awesome. Too. It was, you know, stacked.
Yeah, sounds good. And then you've got key lime pie. I don't know. The key lime pie, for me, makes it next level. But all right, well, that's our list. And we'll throw it out there. I'll come up with something creative tomorrow to throw it out on social media. And we'll just put it out there and just share it. And we'll get more votes. I guarantee we'll get votes on Facebook. So
yeah, we'll still be able to vote below.
YouTube has been a disappointment in that regard. Well, that's it, guys. We'll stick around. We'll talk a little bit afterwards, but that concludes the Difference Between Us podcast. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. What's that? You have something to say, David?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
my God. I still have my funny cheers.
He's like, hello.
Hey, talking.
so hard to hear you when we're it's the thing.
Yeah,
it's a delay.
I get
thing.
It. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Well, go ahead. David's cheers. Here we go.
All right, everybody. Cheers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's to rattlesnakes and condoms. Two things I don't fuck with.
Oh, wow, bro.
Hi, Mom.
Wow. Pretty good. All right. Well, nice cheers. Don't let me forget that at the end. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and be sure to check out the draft you prefer when we post the fancy thing. The draft winner results are in your hands this week. They weren't. We picked them on our own. And while you're at it, tell us what you would have drafted. Visit lowtreestudios.com for more great podcasts. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.